They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
What's in a name? Well, the mark of jazz is more than just a name. It's an actual living person. It's also an upbeat song and a highly successful 1950s radio show. Specifically, the person's name is Sid Mark. I'm Fred Macy, and this is The Jazz Scene, dedicated to the preservation, promotion, and appreciation of jazz, America's classical music. Sid Mark's long-running radio show, The Mark of Jazz, was heard locally in Philadelphia during the early 1950s, where he established himself as a popular disc jockey, before coming into widespread prominence with his nationally syndicated Sounds of Sinatra, a program that started kind of accidentally. Sid was working the graveyard shift, as they call it, in 1956 for a Philly station, when a colleague, the next guy up, he didn't show up. He's looking to fill that extra time. So Sid played a full hour of Sinatra. And he's been doing that now for 59 years.
Well, we'll continue with more from Francis Albert and maybe some Dean and Sammy a bit later on. But right now, hear yet another of those tunes that are seldom played, and it's all Sinatra.
In 1966, Sinatra released an album with Count Basie performing at the Sands in Las Vegas. When it came out, Sid played it continuously, and Philadelphia area stores just couldn't keep it on the shelves.
This is the part in the program where we sing a drunk song. Drunk songs are usually done in small bars and bistros in the wee hours of the morning. Usually talked or sung by a fellow who's got problems. Like, his broad flew to coop with another guy and all the bread. So if you will assume the position of a bartender, it's the way these guys behave. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and another one for the road. I know the routine.
Though the British invasion was still in full force and the Beatles were in their prime, fans were still going nuts for Sinatra. That's when Sid first heard from Sinatra's people, who were looking to show gratitude for what he was doing. They asked, "Do you want a TV set?" He said, "I already have a TV set." He said he wanted to meet Frank Sinatra, and eventually, they invited him out to Las Vegas. But he had to decline because he couldn't afford it. "No," they said to him, "when you're a guest of Mr. Sinatra, you're his guest." And off he went. The axiom is that it's usually not a good idea to meet your heroes. There's usually disappointment. You know, it's kind of like that sweet voice on the other end of the phone. And when you meet the person, doesn't match. Well, that wasn't the case here. Meeting Sinatra changed Sid Mark's life. "I had spent a weekend in Las Vegas where I got to meet and hang out with Frank Sinatra," he said. "That's when I knew I'd reached the summit." He's said to be the only radio host actually endorsed by Frank Sinatra to play his music on the national stage. In the late 50s, Slide Hampton wrote a musical tribute to Sid, and the tune performed by the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra just happens to be called The Mark of Jazz.
Good evening and welcome to The Mark of Jazz. My name is Sid Mark, and it's with a great deal of pleasure that I present the big band sound of Maynard Ferguson.
One,
Maynard.
Two, three.
Sid Mark developed a close and lasting friendship with both Frank and Maynard that spanned many years. I had the pleasure of getting to know Sid when we worked together at a major New York station. I was the announcer and production director, and he came in every Wednesday, like clockwork, to pre-record his Saturday with Sinatra version of his Sounds of Sinatra program. He never missed a show. As it happened, we were both sharing the same, shall we say, dietary condition at the time. In other words, we were both fighting an ulcer. We used to duck out together for a brisk walk and a bland lunch of tuna fish sandwiches at a little kosher deli just off Broadway. No pickles, all the mustard. Sid Mark is a broadcast legend that did it his way. While he was one of the first jazz show hosts anywhere, throughout most of his illustrious career, which, by the way, landed him in the Philadelphia Broadcast Hall of Fame, it was his laser-like focus on one single performer that was as unique as his genuine affection for musicians and for the music in general. He spawned many new careers, helped a lot of young musicians, kept the music in the public eye, and always fostered a positive climate in the music business. When it comes to Sinatra, Sid has always felt that, to quote him, he was dealing with the greatest entertainer that ever lived. If you ask for his secret of success, he'll give you a two-word answer: Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Thanks to Sid, the music of Francis Albert Sinatra has become an integral part of our lives. I think he's the only disc jockey with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A button on his studio wall pretty much says everything. It's Sinatra's world, and we just live in it. This website is intended as kind of a hats off, not only to jazz music, but to the man, the Mark of Jazz. Let me know what kinds of things interest you. Just leave a comment either right here on the Jazz Scene or on the website itself, markofjazz.com. Until next time we meet, I truly hope you'll enjoy the sights and sounds we'll offer as much as I enjoy providing them. And be sure to remember that pithy advice from Miles Davis. Don't play what's there. Play what's not there. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Yes, it was mine.